How many times is this now? And on Friday, we have Big Fatty.
Woo!
And he'll be 108. I think that's it. Oh, no, we have one more. Monday is Toppy Smelly.
Hey!
Happy birthday, Toppy.
Happy birthday to you.
You belong in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you pick your ass like one, too.
You live in Pickle Hollow.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You belong in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you pick your ass like one, too.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2528 of the BFO for Thursday the 5th. Of October 2017, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I got lots of voice letters to play, and can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, everybody, we hear it. Hello, Harvesters, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're... Your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your harvesters today, because y'all, it's the full moon. Did you know it was the full moon? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's the full moon. And, you know, October, I believe, is the harvest moon. And, you know, that's when people harvest their things that need harvesting. That's correct. So, y'all, it's the full moon, and it is the season of doom and gloom. And so, y'all, harvest up some doom and gloom. Big Fatty, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. It's true. Yes, Big Fatty. Here goes to y'all today, the 5th of October, y'all, it's a full moon, and this seems appropriate for these two, because y'all, we have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, they are both former number one fans of the BFO, and y'all, I'm just, I'm awestruck every year. that two number one fans of the BFO have the same celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, he is out there in the Tejas. He enjoys the pone as much as anybody. Big Fatty, you can say that again. He enjoys the pone as much as, well, as much as the other one. Y'all, is that Joe in Dallas? Yes, Big Fatty, we love Joe in Dallas. And y'all, then, y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's show. Y'all, he does that sticking with a poke on Saturday nights. It's Gavin. Yes, Big Fatty, he's building a fence. He is. He's building it out of little, I don't know, cookie cutters or something. I don't know what it is. But y'all, if you see Joe in Dallas or Gavin on the 20 or the face, y'all wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a lot of pone and a big old, and they harvest a big old piece of cake. Big Fatty, did you see how I worked in the word harvest in there? Oh, yes, it's just so clever. So clever. Yes, Big Fatty, so clever indeed. Y'all, as I do on Wednesday's hump day, I went to the Von's East. y'all, and y'all had quite a few things on sale that I got. Y'all, I picked up a bag of that jalapeno ranch popcorn to take back to the coal mine for a little treat. Y'all, I got a thing of spring mix solid mix. Y'all, they had the good chicken tender submarine sandwich on sale, so I got that for my lunch. Y'all, they had honey sriracha shelled peanuts, and y'all, they were buy one, get one free, so I got a couple of bags of those. Y'all, they had the Haagen-Dazs ice cream bars, buy one, get one free, got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Von's East chicken cordon bleu chicken bazooms on sale, a package of two of them. They were on sale, so I got that. They had a peeled and cored pineapple on sale, so I got that. Y'all, I got, y'all, they had the good, buttermilk biscuits, 10 for $10. So I got three cans of those. They're just a little small, five biscuit cans. Y'all, I got me a piece of country ham. Big Fatty is, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, they had the good Bayfriend on sale. Picked up a couple of pounds of that. Y'all, they had, Halloween candies on sale, so I picked up some of the Milky Way Midnight. Oh, Big Fatty, that reminds me of Joe in Dallas. Uh-huh. And the Twix minis, because, you know, Halloweeny is coming up. They will buy one, get one free. y'all, I got a bag of roasted peanuts to take into the coal mine for the orange hat. Y'all, they had the good Von's East pumpernickel croutons on sale, and the good Von's East Bayfriend pieces on sale. Y'all, I got a half dozen of eggs. Y'all, they had the the Tide detergent on sale for minus $5. And y'all, then they had the toilet paper, 18 count toilet paper on sale for minus $3. Plus, y'all, I had another coupon for the toilet paper and the Tide detergent. So they, y'all, they just about paid me for those. Plus, y'all, I got a cinnamon broom. Y'all, I spent $78.61, but I saved $51.54. Yes, be ready.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Ed Chen, calling from Singapore, Mexico. Right, I'm calling in because tonight is the night of the Mid-Autumn Festival where we're going to have a full moon. A full moon. Essentially, the largest full moon of the year, at least on the Eastern Hemisphere. Well, we Chinese are good at calculating too, other than time travel. Okay, apart from that, I'm also gonna go and get some moon cake, and I'll send you photos of that when I have the chance, alright? So sorry I haven't been calling in. I know I've really been a really, really bad boy. Bad and dirty boy. Okay, and send my dearest regards to Miss Poodle McNoodle. And also to Squeaky Kitty and Squeaky Gentleman Caller. I'm actually going to have a gentleman caller, or I'm going to be a gentleman caller on Saturday. So wish me luck. Bye-bye. Bye.
Big Fatty. Oh, y'all, that is Ed Chan, a Big Fatty, celebrating the what did he say, the Harvest Moon Festival or the Autumn Moon Festival or something like that. Yes, it sounds like it. And it sounds like on Saturday he's going to be enjoying some Big Fatty. Just leave it at that. Don't try to make it any more vulgar than it is. So, Ed, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from the listeners from Mexico, and just lovely to hear from you. And you're right, you have been a very bad boy, and I think that perhaps there may be some you may get the 30 lashes with a cinnamon broom. Big Fatty!
Hello, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hi.
I'm sending you this message from somewhere other than Uck.
Oh!
Yes, uh-huh. I'm in French France.
Oh!
Big Fatty, it's me, Uck.
Hi!
It's very confusing. We're in a town called Leo.
Who?
But it's not Leo.
Huh?
It's Big.
It's what?
Not Leo.
I don't understand it. Yes?
Yes, Uck.
Uh-huh. It's what?
It's one of your better jokes, possibly.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I don't know.
What
it's
is that?
It's just that it's called Leo.
It's a joke?
It's Big, not Leo.
I don't get it. What is it?
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Yes.
We think that Poodle would like this town.
Yes.
Because there are lots of nice galleries
cake?
And boutiques.
Cake?
You'd love the shopping.
Is
Poodle.
There cake?
Oh, yes, Poodle.
Yes.
Lovely Poodle. She'd love all the shopping.
Yes.
Well, you should just go in your UFO and pick her up.
And some cake?
You go shopping with her.
Is there cake? Cake? Oh.
Yes.
Yes,
except
cake.
Except that I did not bring my spaceship.
Oh.
I came by train.
Oh, how about cake?
Yes. We went on the Eurostar.
Oh, the who?
It goes through the Channel Tunnel.
Is that them?
And you're in London and you go on the Channel Tunnel, and an hour and a half later,
uh-huh.
You're in Lille.
Oh,
or
yeah, Texas.
If you want to stay on the train,
uh-huh.
In about 2 hours, you can be in Brussels.
Oh, like that's where the
sprouts.
Yes, the Brussels sprouts.
Another strangely named
town.
Yeah,
the little sprouts there. Uh-huh.
Or if you're on the right train,
uh-huh.
In about 2 hours or so, you can be in Paris.
Gay Paris.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
It's
they
very
have
clever.
They have
all this traveling
there.
Under the sea. It's almost like magic. It's like witchcraft.
No. Well, it's Halloween.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to stop long. We just wanted to say hello.
Hello.
Whilst we were still in Lille. Still in Lille.
Lille?
That's difficult to say.
Yes.
It is quite difficult to say, yes.
Yes, but you're going to say it for another minute
we've
and
eaten
a half,
snails.
I guess. Snails.
Yes, they've eaten snails.
Snails?
I'm actually here with an old school friend. We're here
Hi.
For... No, that's not a euphemism. He is actually an old school friend.
Hi, old school
and,
friend.
Yeah, we're celebrating 30 years of friendship. And,
oh, that's just
we're
lovely.
We're here recording for the podcast as well.
Will there be cake?
It's a long story, but...
oh, I'm sure.
Anyway,
is it as long as this call?
Yes, one of the things we did was eat snails.
Oh, I'm yes. So sorry.
I love snails.
Okay, how
it,
about
he's
some...
He's a bit upset. He went to the funerals afterwards. He went to the snail funerals.
Oh, yes.
I went to the snail funerals.
How about some
George,
of those cricket things?
Martin.
What are those?
Bob, Angus. Chris.
Angus?
Stuart.
What?
Oliver.
You named
Lionel,
the damn snails?
Franco. Sydney.
Oh, dear. That's a big...
And Mavis.
Mavis.
Oh. Those were the names of the snails, really.
Mavis! Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mavis the snail.
Didn't realize you'd be so upset.
Yes, oh,
well,
Mavis the snail,
you know,
yes.
I like snails.
Oh, yes, Mavis
anyway, well,
especially.
I think we should probably say goodbye to Big Fatty.
Yes!
I don't want to bring this subject up again and upset
oh,
you.
Yeah,
so,
Mavis
yes,
is very upsetting.
This is us
yes.
Saying hello.
Hello!
From Lille.
Hi!
Which isn't Lille, it's actually quite
no,
big.
Right, and okay. You're full of Mavis.
That's helpful.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we'll say goodbye now.
Thank you for
Hope
calling.
Well.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye, Big Fatty.
Bye.
Goodbye, Poodle.
Bye.
Goodbye, Big Fatty.
Bye.
Goodbye, Poodle.
Bye, Poodle. Lovely Poodle.
Right.
Bye, Mavis.
Speak again soon.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Mavis? You didn't say... Mavis, are you going to say goodbye? Big Fatty, she's been eaten. Oh. Oh, well, y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti, and... And Ick, and y'all, and Big Fatty and Mavis is gone to glory, it's true. And y'all, they're in Lille. They're in Lille, which is really quite big, they said. I think that's what he said anyway. Lille of France. 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 Paul and Ick, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear from you. It's almost as if you did a whole show there in that called Big Fatty content, I suppose. But anyway, enjoy the harvest moon. I don't know if you're back from Lille or not. Big Fatty, they're looking for more snails, I'm sure.
Rabbit. Happy Fatty, it's Christmas. Just want to be the first to say rabbit to you. Hope you're having a good weekend. And hope you're not doing anything that Jack from Will and Grace wouldn't do, because that doesn't leave much to not do. Yeah. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is, of course, is Princess Hannah. Big Fatty, she called on Saturday. She called on Sunday, because that was the first day of the month, and she told us rabbit, and Princess Hannah's having good luck this month, and Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for bringing up the mention of the Will and Grace, because y'all, did you remember that they've brought it back? And y'all, Gay Country Wes and I watched the first episode over the weekend while he was visiting. Y'all, we thought it was kind of cute. You know, you don't, if you don't read too much into it, and you know, it's just a bit of nonsense and fun and all, and y'all, just sit back and enjoy it. Lord knows we got enough stuff in the world to turn our nose up at. Just sit back and watch a little Will and Grace. I think it's on tonight. So set your VRCs and enjoy, y'all. I can't wait to see if they bring Rosario back. Yes, Big Fatty, Rosario, unless she's escaped and gone back to Mexico.
Hello, Big Fatty, this is Casey in Denver. I thought I'd better call you and give you a coupon report. So cue the music. Oh, wait, there is no music for a coupon report. So anyway, I went to Kohl's. I got the 8-quart Instant Pot. Now, the Instant Pot, Brian in Danbury will be very happy because he's got an Instant Pot. The original price of the Instant Pot was $149.99. The sale price was $129.99. I had Kohl's cash of $120. This means I saved $140. The Instant Pot cost me $9.99 or $10.79 with tax. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Casey in Denver. Big Fatty with his giant penis on the phone. It sounded like it. I thought I heard a thud, but KC. You know, KC was the number 2 fan of the BFO there a couple of years ago. And KC, this is an excellent coupon report. I cannot believe you had $120 in Kohl's cash, because y'all, you have to spend $50 to get $10 in Kohl's cash, and y'all, he had $120, so y'all, he had to spend over $700 to get $120 in Kohl's cash. Big Fatty, you just did that off the top of your head. I probably did it wrong, but it's Casey, congratulations to you. Oh, dear God, see, and these Instapots, I know a lot of people have them and all. I'm just not sure I'd ever use it, but I'd love to hear how you use it. Again, congratulations on that's an excellent coupon. $150 appliance for $10.76, including the tax. That's lovely. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Harvest Moon Thursday. And at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids over there at the Stick It With a Poke. And Gavin, if Joe in Dallas were to give you a call today and sing to you, what would you want him to sing?
You belong in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you pick your ass like one, too.
Oh, Joe, you better get on the horn. You know what he wants to hear.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.